Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. It's me, Christopher, and Laura.
Yay, hello.
How are you today?
Hopefully I can get better. 因为大家听得出来我有点小感冒啦。
Okay. But today we are discussing fashion.
Ooh.
And I know you like clothes, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you guess which brand we might be talking about today?
好难哦，因为衣服有这么多的品牌，要我猜。Okay, could you give me some hints?
The company is based, or it's located in Japan.
哦，日本的，诶，那其实要讲日本很夯的，其实最近大家有没有发现，到处都可以看到一间店，应该呢，我觉得今天我们的课文就是有关这个 Uniqlo, 是不是？
Yes.
Yay! Okay, 我猜到了。It's really popular these days.
Yes, it is.
而且呢，到处呢，我们都可以看到很多人会很喜欢穿这个 Uniqlo 的品牌，因为非常的舒服，而且呢，它的样式也是非常简单哦。
All right, so, should we check out the article?
Yeah, let's take a look at today's article and find out more about this shop.
Uniqlo, made for all.
In almost every big city, a Uniqlo store is just around the corner. This Japanese clothing company is taking over the world. Their simple, affordable, and comfortable clothing keeps new and old customers coming back for more. Uniqlo made its mark in 1998.With its first store in Tokyo. Soon, Uniqlo fever swept the nation. Over 900 stores now blanket Japan, and more continue to open overseas. Tadashi Yanai is the dreamer behind Uniqlo. Yanai inherited a clothing store from his father. At an early age,Yanai knew he needed to provide customers with clothes they wanted. He opened Unique Clothing Warehouse, or Uniqlo for short, in Hiroshima in 1984.
One hour!
Customer, customer. The customers lined up for hours to eat at the restaurant. The customers lined up for hours to eat at the restaurant. Sweep, sweep. Sweep, swept, swept. The Gangnam Style song and dance.Quickly swept the world in 2012. The Gangnam Style song and dance quickly swept the world in 2012. Blanket, blanket. Hundreds of Starbucks stores blanketed the city in just 2 years. Hundreds of Starbucks stores blanketed the city in just 2 years.Provide, provide, provide, provided, provided. Our school provides us with breakfast, lunch, and snacks. Our school provides us with breakfast, lunch, and snacks.
All right, today's article begins...In almost every big city, a Uniqlo store is just around the corner. And this is very true because I've seen three Uniqlo shops just in Taipei City.
Right. Mm. Oh, probably more than that. Okay.
I mean, I've only seen three. I'm sure there's tons.
Right. Okay. 好，所以一开始课我们就说到了，在几乎每个大城市呢，附近都会有一间 Uniqlo。Okay. 其实呢，刚刚的课我们有看到 just around the corner， 字面上其实有这个在什么角落的附近，但是呢，可以引申为在某个地方的附近的意思哦。比方说呢，如果要说，哎，在这边附近有个很棒的面包店，我就可以说 There's a great bakery just around the corner。另外呢 ，just around the corner 还可以指某个事情或是事件即将来临哦。像是呢 ，Actually, my best friend's birthday is just around the corner. I should get something for her.
Yes, that's a good idea. All right.This Japanese clothing company is taking over the world.
Wow. Okay, 所以接着课文啊，就有点就是要表示这个 Uniqlo 它到底有多厉害呢？他说这间日本服饰公司呢，简直就要怎么样 take over the world. Take over 其实就是有接管，所以感觉好像是他们要掌管全世界耶。
Okay, their simple, affordable, and comfortable clothing.Keeps new and old customers coming back for more. Now, I said this word affordable. It's an adjective, and it means not expensive. We spell affordable A-F-F-O-R-D-A-B-L-E, affordable. How about we give you an example sentence? I like going to night markets for the affordable food. And we also saw the word customer. A customer is a noun, and it's a person...or an organization that buys something from a store or business. We spell customer C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R, customer. And here's my example sentence for you. The customers lined up for hours to eat at the restaurant.
Wow, the customers lined up for hours to eat at the restaurant. Okay, 首先呢，刚刚 Chris 有提到呢，就是有关 affordable 这个字，因为在课文提到的是啊，这 Uniqlo 他们简单的，而且 affordable 就是价钱呢，人人都可以负担得起的呢。还有呢，就是他们非常舒适的衣服啊，使新的跟旧的顾客持续呢回来购买更多的衣服哦，所以表示他们回购率是非常高的。那其实是 affordable 就是可以负担得起。那我们也可以来看看它的动词 afford 就是负担。像是如果说我可以负担得起什么什么，我们可以用 I can afford。相反的呢，如果说哎我买不起或是我负担不起什么东西，你就可以说 I can afford 后面接你无法负担得起的东西了。那 customer 其实就是一般我们普遍常常用到的顾客这样子用法。所以呢，如果哎，像是我是常常在 7-Eleven 的 7 的常客，我就可以用 regular customer 来表示。所以我就可以说了 ，I'm a regular 7-Eleven customer， or I'm a regular customer of 7-Eleven。另外呢，像是客服的英文也是 customer service。而常常我们说顾客永远是对的，这样服务态度，因为我们可以用 the customer is always right。那刚刚 Chris 的例句呢，提到就是 the customers lined up for hours to eat at the restaurant。常常我们会看到啊，顾客们排了好几个小时的队呢，就为了在某一间餐厅用餐。Yeah, sometimes we see that a lot of people lining up.
Right, especially in Taiwan, when a new department store opens, I see people in long lines.
Yeah.
And when the Color Run came to Taipei, I stood in line for long hours. That was crazy. But anyway, let's return to the article. Uniqlo made its mark in 1998 with its first store in Tokyo, which is the capital of Japan.
Right, 所以 Uniqlo 呢，在这个1998年呢，第一间呢是在东京开的店哦。那这里我们看到 make one's mark 这个片语就是打响知名度啦。
Okay, soon Uniqlo fever swept the nation. Okay, so this word, this kind of phrase we say Uniqlo fever, it doesn't mean someone gets sick from Uniqlo.It just means that it becomes very popular very quickly. For example, Justin Bieber became very famous and popular in a short time, and people had what they call Bieber fever. Right. So if you ever hear someone say they have something fever, it just means that they're I don't know, a big fan of something.
Right.
All right, our word power word is sweep, which is a verb. But in the sentence, you heard me say swept, which is the past tense of sweep. We spell sweep S-W-E-E-P, but we spell swept S-W-E-P-T. And this is what it means. If an idea, feeling, or activity sweeps a group of people or a place, it quickly becomes very popular or common. For example, the Gangnam Style song and dance quickly swept the world in 2012. The Gangnam Style song and dance quickly swept the world in 2012.
It sure did. OK, 那接着呢在课文就提到呢很快的呢这个 Uniqlo 热潮呢、就横扫了全国也就是全日本嘛。那我们刚刚有看到 fever 这个字呢哦这个其实不是发烧的意思在本课呢就是你非常的狂热所以像是 Justin Bieber, 小贾斯汀很红就可以说是 Bieber fever, 哇 OK, 那 sweep 这个字呢在本课当中也有特别的意思就是横扫的意思它的过去式跟过去分词是 swept, S-W-E-P-T。比方像是刚刚的例句提到呢就是这个哇这个江南 style, 也就是骑马大叔唱的首歌呢还有他的骑马舞呢很快呢在这个2012年呢就横扫全世界耶。
Right. Over 900 stores now blanket Japan, and more continue to open overseas, like here in Taiwan.
Wow, that's a lot. 所以超过900间商店现在呢遍布日本并且呢更多间分店持续在国外开店。What does blanket mean here?
Okay, blanket means to cover something as if with a blanket or to cross an area. The best way I can illustrate blanket for our listeners, our viewers out there, is to say like in...The United States, we have fall, and the leaves change colors, and they fall to the ground. And there's lots of them. There's hundreds all over the ground, thousands even. And we say the ground is blanketed with leaves.
Oh.
Yeah, but here's an example sentence that might relate to Taiwan. Hundreds of Starbucks stores blanketed the city in just 2 years.
真的 ,OK. 所以我们看到 blanket 这个字呢诶千万不要以为这个是棉被或小毯子的意思。在这里是当作动词来用表示呢覆盖或是遍布就像秋天的时候我们看到落叶在地上满地都是。那刚刚的例句 ,hundreds of Starbucks stores, 就是几百间的星巴克咖啡店呢Blanket the city in just 2 years. 在仅仅两年内呢，哇，就遍布了哇全台北市啦。
All right, I'm pretty sure I have his name correct when I say Tadashi Yanai. is the dreamer behind Uniqlo.
OK, 我们提到的是 Tadashi Yanai, OK, 他其实就是 Uniqlo 创立的就是由他创立的这个梦想家。那这里我们是用 dreamer 来表示梦想家。
OK, Yanai inherited a clothing store from his father. Now, when I say inherit, it's a verb, and it means to receive money, a house,or some kind of property or possession from someone after they have died. We spell inherit, I-N-H-E-R-I-T. And inherit, here's our example sentence for it. I inherited my father's house, but I had to sell it to pay bills.
OK. 所以这里我们看到的 Yanai, 他继承了他爸爸的这个服饰店。所以 inherit 就是继承。
Right.At an early age, Yanai knew he needed to provide customers with clothes they wanted.
所以在很年轻的时候 ,Yanai 就知道他需要提供给顾客他们想要的衣服。
Now, provide is a verb that means to give something to someone or make it available for them to use. We spell provide, P-R-O-V-I-D-E, provide.
For example.
Oh, right, gotcha. Our school provides us with breakfast, lunch, and snacks.Our school provides us with breakfast, lunch, and snacks.
所以 provide 就是提供的意思，它动词三态的变化是 provide, provided, 直接接 d, provided. 那刚刚的例句是指说我们的学校提供给我们早餐、午餐还有 snacks, 就是点心咯。
Okay, he opened the Uniqlo clothing warehouse, or Uniqlo for short, in Hiroshima in 1984.
所以在1984年呢，他就在广岛开了这个 Unique Clothing Warehouse， 简称为英文的缩写就是 Uniqlo。OK，for short 就是缩写的意思啦。
Okay, that's all the time we have for our article because it's over. But we'll be back for day two. And I may go get my Uniqlo jacket to show off.
Okay.
Take this pill 3 times a day after meals.
Take this pill 3 times a day after meals.
Hi, my name is Celine. 欢迎来到小聚会。天气冷飕飕，一不小心就感冒了，真的不舒服就得看医生啦。看完医生后，当然要仔细听听医嘱，也就是 doctor's order， 免得吃错药就惨了。看病时取药时，医生或是药师可能会拿着处方签跟你说 ，take this pill 3 times a day after meals。这句话是什么意思呢？就是这个药1天3次，饭后服用。哎，不过呢。有些药如果是餐前服用，就要用 before meals 来表示。那考考你哦，猜猜看 ，between meals 又是什么意思嘞？哎，很好，就是餐间服用的意思哦。那如果睡前才要服用，哎，很简单，就是 at bedtime 了。那另外再来教教大家，要一天服用几次的英文要怎么说？几次的英文就是数字加 time， 如3次就是 3 times， 6次 6 times。而注意哦，1次2次的英文虽然也可以用 1 time, 2 times 来表示，但是一般比较常会用的是 once 和 twice。所以呢，要1天吃1次叫做 once a day， 1天吃2次 twice a day。那聪明的你猜猜看接下来的句子是什么意思吧 ？Take this pill once a day at bedtime. Take this pill once a day at bedtime.That's right. 答案就是这个药1天1次睡前服用的意思哦。好啦，那最后我们再来复习一次今天的句子。Take this pill 3 times a day after meals. Great. That's all for today. A plus 小聚会，下次见咯。
Take this pill 3 times a day after meals.
Take this pill 3 times a day.After meals.
Tic Tac.
Can I go out to play?
Sure, as long as
I want. 可以想玩多久就多久吗？
As long as can be used to say that something must happen.Before something else can happen. 也就是说只要事件或是条件一成立的话呢事件二或是条件二也就会成立哦。像是妈妈常常对我说 You can go out as long as you promise to come back before 10 p.m. 所以只要我保证晚上10点前回家我就可以出去玩哦。Or, 每次像是去聚餐的时候大家都想说到底要去哪里吃啊我都会这样说 I don't care where we go, as long as the food there is good. 我不在乎我们去哪里吃只要那边的食物好吃就好了。不过呢聪明的你可能会联想到说 as 后面接使用词或是副词再接 as, 不就也有和什么一样怎么样的意思呢因此今天的片语 as long as,不就是等于像什么样长这样的意思没有错 as long as 也可以指和什么样长 for example my hair is as long as yours 或者呢像是每次表姐和我去看奶奶的时候奶奶奶都会很热情地和我们说 you two can stay here for as long as you want 这里的 long 就是指时间的长短哦你们想要住多久就可以住多久的意思不过别忘记哦我们一定要在 as long as 前面加一个 for 因为 for 接上一段时间是用来表示多久的时间
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以今天我们学到 as long as 有着只要怎么样就怎么样而且呢它可以用来表示和什么一样长的意思哦注意如果要表示多少时间要加个 for 在前面
Uniqlo, made for all.
In almost every big city,
A Uniqlo store is just around the corner. This Japanese clothing company is taking over the world. Their simple, affordable, and comfortable clothing keeps new and old customers coming back for more. Uniqlo made its mark in 1998 with its first store in Tokyo. Soon, Uniqlo fever swept the nation. Over 900 stores now blanket Japan, and more continue to open overseas. Tadashi Yanai is the dreamer behind Uniqlo. Yanai inherited a clothing store from his father. At an early age, Yanai knew he needed to provide customers with clothes they wanted. He opened Unique Clothing Warehouse, or Uniqlo for short, in Hiroshima in 1984.
Customer. Customer. The customers lined up for hours to eat at the restaurant. The customers lined up for hours to eat at the restaurant. Sweep. Sweep. Sweep, swept, swept. The Gangnam Style song and dance quickly swept the world in 2012. The Gangnam Style song and dance quickly swept the world in 2012. Blanket. Blanket. Hundreds of Starbucks stores blanketed the city in just 2 years. Hundreds of Starbucks stores blanketed the city in just 2 years. Provide. Provide. Provide, provided, provided. Our school provides us with breakfast, lunch, and snacks. Our school provides us with breakfast, lunch, and snacks.